It's 7:52 here on WPHM. A really unique event coming up next month. It is an annual event now. Lake Montecito Music Association Orphan Instrument Auction and Concert. Jeff Barron is here to tell us more about it. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Will this be the third, fourth year you've done this?
Third year.
Okay, yep. Third year. How did this all start?
It's a good question. 3 years ago, one of my fellow LBMA members, Josh Raynard, who works down at Guitar Center on 13 in Gratiot and Roseville, he and his wife delivered to our house what I'd call a trunkload of instruments. So we got this call from his wife, and she said, "Hey, we have something for you, and it's in your driveway." Now, that could mean a lot of things, obviously.
Yeah.
And my son Everett and I were out, I think, shopping at the lumber store, and we came home, and in our driveway was literally a pile of, I think, 15 different instruments, okay? And what had happened is that store had purchased a collection from a widow that included over 300 pieces, and, of course, the store kept most of them for resale. But there were a bunch of them that needed either minor repair or missing pieces, or they didn't know what to do with. They didn't even know what to call them.
Or didn't know what they were.
Yeah, they were lute-looking, mandolin-looking, handmade, one-of-a-kind devices, and because we're, you know, kind of known as that family in the music business around town, Josh figured if they gave them to us, we'd find a good place for them. And he actually said his intent was kind of just to add them to the pile of instruments we already have at the house, but he also kind of presumed I would do something different with them. So we're sitting there looking at these things, and we started to feel like hoarders in terms of keeping them. So we decided to incorporate an auction into LBMA's mission, which is, you know, to try to enhance music in the community. And we just sort of hashed it on the spot and sort of pulled it out of air and decided to have an auction. And then, we had to decide what to do with the proceeds. And that morphed into using it for our Gary Sargent Scholarship Memorial Fund. And that's kind of how it got started. So you can really thank Josh. He was the incubator.
I mentioned to you before we went on the air, I said, you know, I thought this would have run its course because you would run out of orphan instruments, and you just keep getting them, don't you?
Yeah, part of it is Josh has been a prince of a gentleman in terms of watching for stuff down there at his store. And his manager he's given him the blessing to put certain things aside for this. Mm-hmm. Quite often they need really minor repairs, and they just decide to donate it to the cause. And then we've got the word out through various people that we're looking for, we would call them gently used, still mostly playable instruments that are sitting in corners collecting dust that people aren't using. And every year we get stuff from unexpected sources, enough that usually, well, the last 2 years we've had between 25 and 30 instruments to actually auction off.
And auction them off you do. I mean, people want these.
Well, you know, it's twofold. One, it's taking an instrument that's collecting dust that's feeling neglected, okay, yeah. Kind of like the Lost Toys on the Rudolph show, if you remember that island.
Yeah.
And the other thing is it gives people an opportunity to buy stuff at a really good price, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah. What this has become is a really neat, not just an auction, but it's a concert. It's a demo. You get to, you know, show how some of these things work. And you've actually got a new venue this year.
Yeah. Mike Taylor was letting us use T.O. Gordo's building to do this in, but we were outgrowing it, basically. So this year we opted to move it over to the Charles Hammond post number 8 mm-hmm. over on 6th Street, which is at 1026 6th Street here in Port Huron. And it's a much bigger building. They've been kind enough to also donate the room for the night, so it keeps our costs down in that way. Everything we bring in through the door in terms of auction dollars goes back into most of it goes into the scholarship fund, and some of it may end up in our operating fund because that scholarship fund has grown to be pretty sizable.
That's fantastic. March 24th is the date. You've got a Facebook event created for this so people can look it up on Facebook.
Of course. If you go to the Lake Bonestell Music Association homepage, which if you type in Lake Bonestell, you won't find anything else in the world like it. And then you'll see it's our most recent event that we've posted. And there's a lot of information on there. But, yeah, it runs from 6 to 11. At 6 o'clock, people can come in and start viewing the various instruments that will be for sale or auction. And then at 7 o'clock, we start, and it's sort of a combination auction concert. A bunch of local musicians donate their time that night to do this. And a band or group or individual will get up there with one of the auctionable instruments, mm-hmm. play something on it, and then after that song, we'll auction off that instrument while the next band or group or individual is getting ready to play with some more of the instruments. So you get to hear them, see them, everything pretty much but taste and touch them prior to it. And it also gives a bunch of musicians an opportunity to help the cause and people to see a concert of all kinds of different music.
March 24th is the date. I know it's a ways off, but not that far off. Mark it on your calendar. And if you have something to donate in the meantime, that instrument that's collecting dust somewhere in the corners of your home, you can simply contact Jeff through Facebook. It'll probably be the best way to get all that information, right?
Yeah, and I'll give out my home number because, believe it or not, we still have a plain old phone line at our house, yeah. And it has an answering machine on it. And also, Portyard Music is accepting donations, too, and that might be easier for some people to take it in. But okay. If you want to leave me a message, it's an 810-385-7863. That's 385-7863. Nobody answers the phone, which is typical for my wife. She always thinks it's a telemarketer.
And it usually is.
Just leave a message that you have something available. And as long as a single person can carry it, we're interested. We don't want a pile of broken parts, something that's broke, and something we can't carry. No pianos.
Yeah, no pianos, please. Nope. All right. Jeff, thanks for telling us about it, and I hope it goes well on March 24th.
Thanks for the support, right. Paul.
Jeff Barron with us on WPHM.